Hello, welcome back to Best Slapped. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Jordana.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here the morning after the first Vanderpump Rules episode of season five or something? Six? Who cares?
I think it's season six. Because I was trying to record it last night and I was recording the wrong episodes.
Oh my gosh. Did you see it though?
I did see it, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank God.
I think the first episode is never that amazing because it's always just kind of giving you an update. But you disagree.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was really good. So we watched it here. We had a little bit of a Betches office viewing party. And two people who we watched with, which is a really high ratio for Betches, which is weird, hadn't seen it. So we had to kind of explain it to them. So it was almost seeing it through their virgin Vanderpump eyes, which made it so much better even because seeing it as if it was the first time, they're so much crazier than being used to their craziness.
Well, yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's every time I've actually binged watched. I watched in a very weird order. So I watched last season, but that was my first season. And before that, I had never seen it before. And then I think we did a Bravo podcast where we had to watch the premiere. And I was holy shit. Everyone's looks really different and acts kind of different. So then I binge watched the first four seasons before that.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing, but it's also when you watch them in such close proximity to each other, you realize that every season has the exact same formula.
Yeah. They all just fight and cheat on each other and just act
right.
Like assholes.
And there's a blow up and it's then amazing. But it's really just kind of the exact same shit that happens.
Yeah. This person hates this person and then this person's out and then they hate Katie and then they hate Sheena and then Katie hates Sheena and Stassi, I don't know, bitches someone out and then Sheena wants to get married again.
Yeah, my
favorite
part of this episode was when Lisa was making fun of Sheena for basically not being inaccurate at telling how things actually are when she's at her party and she's this is just so much better. This is the time of my life and and Lisa's in her interview, Sheena's a very unreliable source. I asked her at Katie's wedding last year and she said that she still got butterflies from Shay. And that everything was completely amazing. So she clearly has a very distorted view of reality or is just kind of full of shit.
I don't even think she's full of shit. She just isn't able to be honest. She's obviously not able to show the world anything less than what she thinks is perfect, but ultimately that just blows up in your face when your husband is a pill addict and steals all the money on your bank account. She wants everyone to think it's amazing, so she just tells them it's amazing, but then that becomes untenable once the situation is no longer that. But
I felt that kind of bad for Shay when she was talking about him and she's talking about the new relationship and everything's bigger and better with whatever. I was just that's kind of a low blow. You were married, you did love him, he has an addiction and he's it didn't work out, but don't be an asshole.
I mean, don't you feel you might
remember
say
him
worse
on the reunion? He was so sad,
right? But don't you feel if someone drained your bank account you might say worse things than that they have a small dick?
I thought that was debatable or
no
something.
I think
there was some sort of
I'm almost sure that this is what happened. Again, we need some fact checkers, but I think he took all her money or their money that was together that he then took.
Yeah, but she has a problem. I just think if you're really over someone, you're not low-blowing them like that. You're kind of just
Yeah, but how quickly can you get over your addict husband stealing all your money?
Well, then maybe you shouldn't be dating someone new.
She shouldn't be. No, for sure. No, my favorite was probably when she was everything's amazing and it's also perfect and I can't wait to get divorced so that I can get married again. It's what?
Relax.
Take a minute.
For a second.
Yeah, if it were anyone else, we wouldn't be dating. But it's Rob, and I dated Rob for 6 years, and it was just perfect. I can't wait to ask her about it on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Sheena's going to be on this podcast. Sheena is going to be on our podcast next week, so be sure to tune in next week.
I know. I'm very upset that I won't be here for it, but Eileen and Sammy will be talking to Sheena, and we can have her explain all this shit for herself.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions for her. I want to ask her about Stassi. Want to ask her about just, so many things.
My other thing with her, from this episode, was the idea of the rage text.
Oh.
When, it started off with, Katie rage texting her. And, I feel like that's kind of Katie's thing.
Yeah.
But, I've definitely done the rage text before. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah. Usually to my mom, but
right. And it's kind of abusive, and it is very intense. And I think the best way to stop doing that is to be I have like, you can like admit you have all these angry feelings, and then you say like, I'm gonna wait 12 hours. If I still want to send this text in 12 hours, like, I'm gonna send it.
Right.
But if I don't, like, and usually 12 hours later, or even like 2 hours later, you like don't want to send it.
That's like very easy to say as a sober person, but Katie's always drunk, so that's true. So it's hard. It's not like, yeah, it's that not really true. Doable. What else stuck out? Oh, the Tom thing. Okay, first of
that
all,
that was funny. That was obviously like okay, very much that was, a plot.
Yeah, that was like, obviously planned. Obviously, Tom was not thinking that he was having a private conversation with Ariana about Lisa in Lisa's restaurant. Like, she's
right. Also, it's not a private conversation. You're being filmed for the reality show that you were on.
He's like, there was
she's
no
gonna
one
see
around.
It then, or she's gonna see it on the like interviews and all the things like looking back.
Right, but it's obviously a plot because they can't just have like a successful happy launch of Tom. They need to have conflict. Will it get launched? Will the party be a success? Will they fight?
It's all part of Lisa Vanderpump's master
plan.
Later,
Tom and Tom are going to have a fight too. Like, you know what I mean? First, it's going to be Tom and Lisa, and then it's going to be Tom and Tom, and then it's going to be Katie and Ariana like fighting over something with their husbands, or not husbands, but boyfriend and husband. It's gonna they're like they need to cycle through all the potential conflicts before they can have a launch, and then we can go there.
Be like the finale.
Yeah, that makes sense. Finale, and I bet Tom Sandoval will propose to Ariana.
That's probably
at the launch.
True.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. And Jax and Brittany will break up. I bet Jax and Brittany will break up at the launch. So
I
hope
they would have broken up already. They're together now.
Yeah. Oh, like in real life.
Yeah. So I don't think that's the.
But they could break up
maybe
and then
they
get
break
back,
up for
back
like,
together.
I think they're going to break up like soon and get back together.
Yeah. Or they. Yeah, it's true. Or they could be like.
Did you watch the Jax and Brittany Kentucky thing?
I watched, I think. Yeah, I did.
I didn't watch it. How was it?
I watched like parts of it. I don't know if I watched the whole thing, but I watched.
Seems like
I definitely
from the show
saw
they
some
got into
it.
Like a fight. There.
Yeah, they fought a lot, but like they always fight a lot. It was like fine. Either way, what really struck out to me was the fact that Lisa and Ken are hitting up each of their employees who are like at the financial status of like hawking fit tea. They're each hitting up their employees for $100,000 each so that they can then market off of their names.
Right.
Like
it's very
which
smart.
Is smart.
It's a smart business plan.
And I called that out and then I was like, would I do that? Like
I mean,
maybe.
Really? It's like it's Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. It's gonna be successful because like she has a lot of publicity for it built into this thing.
Right. And she doesn't need Tom and Tom. It's just a perk. She could come up with another concept.
Right. So I get on
she
her
could
part
be Stassi,
where she's like,
could be like Stassi.
She's
Katie.
Like, I'm giving this idiot like a complete break here. He should just like be thankful and like do
it's
exactly
true.
What I tell him. Which I mean, to be fair, is like kind of, the best thing. I told you I was binge watching. So when she's originally, when Tom and Tom originally come to her and they're like, we are gonna get like Lisa Vanderpump wine in like all these stores. We are gonna get the distribution. And she's like, well, how are you? And she and Pandora are like, well, how are you gonna get the distribution? He's like, I'm gonna go like home for the weekend and I'm gonna go to the bar and I'm gonna be like, this is great wine. Like everyone has to try it. And Pandora's like, we're nationally distributed. We have people going out there, like, going to different liquor stores, like, every day, like, pitching it. Like, that's not how you get distribution from, like, you going into a bar and saying, like, why don't you have a sip of my wine? It, like, tastes great.
Yeah. Like, that's sort of, like, how they went to Colorado to do research on cocktails. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you literally went to Colorado to smoke weed, even though you can smoke weed in California. You just probably wanted to go to, like, different weed places and, like, take Instagrams and shit. And, like, then you are saying that this is, like, your work research trip.
Right. Like, the best way to find out if you can put THC in alcoholic beverages is to fucking Google it.
Or ask a scientist. Like...
Or just Google it. Like, I'm sure there's more information on Google than you having to go to, like, Colorado to go to, like, a conference on that kind of thing to
they
discover.
Didn't go to a conference. They just went to, like, a pot
to
bar.
Discover that the answer is no.
Right.
Obviously.
So true. Or that it's illegal. Like, you can, there's so many ways, you can, steps you can take before
going on a trip. If I
release
that, I'd be, like, a little irritated, too, if that were a real plot line, which I don't think it is.
Right.
And Ariana, like,
do you think James and that guy are, like, having a thing?
I think
do.
James is definitely bisexual.
Oh, for sure. Or he's just like up for like getting his dick wet. Like
his friends seem like visibly jealous.
Oh yeah, they do. His friend, yeah, his friend was like very jealous, but like, and she is like a beard, but she probably just wants to like be a famous Instagram person too.
Exactly.
Like all these people, they just want to be famous. It's in their best interest to start drama. They actually do have some drama to like.
I think they really work at the restaurant. They always show like some things where they're like taking orders and shit. Like, do you really think someone's like serving you?
So they used to work at the restaurant. That's how they were. They were friends and they were cast. Like, I feel like we asked Stassi this, I think. Like,
she says it's like real, but like, or at least it was in the beginning.
They worked at the restaurant, and then I went there. I actually went there like a year ago or 2 years ago, and I asked, like, do they really work here? Like, are they here? And they, like, the bartender said, like, they usually work probably like an hour or two a week, or like one or two like shifts, quote unquote, a week. But most of the time, they're just there like to socialize or film.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they also told you that they're there, like. Working shifts because like they want people to think they could stop by at any moment and be like waited on by Sheena.
Right. But even if I don't think that even when they're there, they're actually waiting. Like Sheena's not like taking down someone's order for the goat cheese balls. Like she's just there as like a showpiece, and then there's like another waiter.
Right. I'm sure like she's a real waiter. Best waitress in the world.
Right. Well, actually, she was a good waitress. If you remember the early season, she was actually a good waitress, and the rest of them were shitty.
Yeah, well, isn't Katie like her assistant?
Katie's like, I don't know what Katie. She was working. I think she was working with Lisa. Whatever.
Yeah. Did you see Curb?
Yeah.
Curb season's over. Do you think it's coming back again?
It might. I think it will. Probably.
I think that there have been better seasons, but I enjoyed the season, but I thought that like I've seen better seasons.
Yeah, I agree. I also watched. Like, I watched a bunch of episodes on the plane to Peru, and I was just in Peru, by the way, and it was amazing. You know, in Peru, they have ham, but, like, sometimes they don't have ham.
Broad girl quotes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I watched them on the plane. It was, like, an old, I think it was, like, season four. It was the episode with the weatherman's tip and the, like, knot and the five iron in the coffin, and it was, like, so funny. Like, it really was. But I actually do think this season was good. I enjoy it. I just think it's, like, it's a slightly different tone. It's also a different time, like, in America. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about, like, what was going on in season four, it was, like, the early 2000s or something. It was, like, 2004, maybe. So it's, like, I feel like humor has evolved, and like he's probably evolved, and
we're all evolving and changing
and growing and changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forgot even what was this. Oh, it was like, I can't believe they also wrote those songs for
his
like fake Broadway show. Oh. I bet you this becomes a Broadway show.
It would be amazing. Right? Lin-Manuel Miranda was so good at acting like just a complete like dick.
Yeah, he was very funny, actually. I thought he was, like, a very good addition.
Now I, like, but it sort of reminded me, like, the David Schwimmer. Remember when Larry was going to be in The Producers? That's another episode I watched when I was on the plane.
I remember that.
He was going to be in The Producers, and David Schwimmer was, like, the one who was, like, acting.
Giving him all the shit.
Right? Yeah, with the cashews and the raisins.
Right.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is more like the desk.
The desk thing was very funny.
The desk thing was so funny, and it hit home because I feel like when we sit at our desks and like someone sits in front of us, like it almost feels a little bit like
you have more power.
Yeah, it is like a power seat power thing, position. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny.
I liked that.
Me too. Should we read a Dear Batch?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know what Bitcoin is?
Well,
it's on the schedule.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me what Bitcoin is? I'm actually wondering.
Jordana's curious what Bitcoin is, and I guess, yeah.
It's very confusing, but Sammy, I feel like.
Okay, I talk about Bitcoin a lot because my boyfriend really likes Bitcoin, or he works in finance, and he's like, they do stuff with Bitcoin, so it's like pretty big. Basically, it's a digital currency that's been around for a few years, and it's like. The reason people are talking about it is because one Bitcoin is like $8,000 to $11,000 right now. I don't know what the price is today, but it's been fluctuating like so much, but really high. Like one.
What does it mean? I don't even understand.
It's a piece of currency. It's like. Do you remember like when learning?
Where is
it? It's in the internet.
Internet currency.
It's internet currency. Okay.
It's like Instagram likes.
If an Instagram like could like you could cash it out for $8,000 potentially.
Okay.
So Bitcoin, it doesn't actually, you could buy something technically with it. Like if you go to a Bitcoin vendor, like, and they accept Bitcoin, you could technically buy something. Like you could buy a service. Someone who accepts Bitcoin as payment.
An example of someone who would accept
Amazon.
Amazon
takes Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can pay in Bitcoin if the person will take it. And in like, do you remember learning like in high school that like America used to be like on the gold standard and all the money was like backed by like actual right. gold?
Yeah.
And then it stopped being. I wouldn't be like surprised if eventually like American dollars like soon became the gold and Bitcoin became
the new currency.
The new. Yeah.
I don't get why we need it.
We don't. You don't need it.
Like, what's the point?
It, the point is that people probably just wanted something to like trade and give a fake value
but
to.
But gold is real. The internet isn't like.
Right. But money real. Isn't real. It's paper.
Right. But gold is real. So I understand the gold thing.
Right. The gold thing made sense. The right. money doesn't make sense. And neither does Bitcoin.
It's all yeah. getting very confusing.
Yeah. So Bitcoin, basically, the reason people are talking about it is because the values are really high and it's not, no one really knows why. It's sort of like the question you're asking, like, why is it worth anything? The reason is it's not really worth anything except for the fact that people are saying it's worth something. But it, like, that's, and the what the
like
reason
the emperor's
people are talking,
new clothes.
Yes, exactly, like the emperor's new clothes. And the reason people are talking about it is because it's like people are like, what is this thing and why is it so quote unquote valuable when it's not, and like it's unregulated, like other countries have different like policies on it. Like I think China doesn't allow Bitcoin, is that true, Ian? No,
is it like an international law?
It's not international. No, thing? It's completely unregulated, unlike legalized.
So who decided it was a thing that was worth something?
Nerds.
But I don't even understand how you like quantify something that doesn't, you make a new currency. Like
it's like
that.
Okay, you know how like the stock market is, okay, so
it's all the stock market is based in dollars,
right it's based in dollars, it's based in companies, but just imagine that they made a new thing that is the same as the stock market but it's not based on anything.
Okay,
like imagine if suddenly what someone
so
was like every
is the person okay. who invented Bitcoin like own all the Bitcoins?
I think there might have been no lots of people own Bitcoins. You could have bought a Bitcoin really cheap and I almost
from
did
who?
And I'm so mad from the internet. You can like buy you like it used to be you could buy them, so now like people used to be able to buy them. You can buy one from like a exchange, like, or you could buy a certain amount of money in Bitcoin. Like you buy $100 of Bitcoin and then your $100 could be worth like $140 or something if it goes up,
right? Even so, it's like a bond,
kind of like a bond, but that doesn't have any backing because no government is behind it.
This is all very confusing and right. I don't like it. Let's
yeah,
just use dollars
scary. Let's just use dollars.
Let's just use dollars.
Watch Jordan ends up homeless because she doesn't get in Bitcoin.
I'm
fast
always
enough.
The last to get on every trend.
Okay, just
so
like,
I'll be using dollars when everyone else is using Bitcoin and whatever.
It's really just yeah,
sorry. Okay.
If you want to know more about things like Bitcoin, you should probably subscribe to the Betches Sup, which is our news content. We have an email 5 times a week, and we are starting a live talk show on Facebook and Instagram this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., and it's going to be weekly.
How do they find it?
Yeah, they can find it on Facebook or at Betches_Sup, S-U-P, or you can go to Betches.com/sup sign up to get the email and to learn more about it. But you should probably just follow on Instagram for now because you can get all the information there. You could also like on Facebook and you can learn more about things like Bitcoin explained by an idiot who doesn't know anything about it like me.
I was just somewhat informed. I don't really get it still, but kind of.
That's because it's really not real.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's like learning about the Game of Thrones characters. Like you want to know, but like they're not real.
Right. But you sometimes I think like they are real for a second. And then I'm like, oh, wait, they're not real. It's not a real
It's not
thing.
A real story. Exactly.
Right.
Let's
but sometimes I get confused with history. I'm like, oh.
If you've previously listened to the show, you guys have heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the photos on your phone or your Instagram, whatever. And with the holidays around the corner, Framebridge is a perfect way to send truly one-of-a-kind gifts to everyone on your list. Refinery29 said, we can't think of a cuter, more personalized present, and they're right. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com, upload your photo from your computer or directly from your Instagram, or if you have like an actual photo, which we know is weird, they'll provide secure prepaid packaging so you can mail it in for free. Then you can preview your photo online, any frame style. You choose the one you like, and you can also chat them if you need help. Then the team at Framebridge custom frames your item for you in a few days. Like it doesn't take that long, and they'll deliver it straight to you along with a note if it's a gift. So that saves you a lot of time and energy, although you probably still have to think of what you want them to write. The best part is that instead of like paying hundreds of dollars going to an actual framing store and then having to like carry your frame down the street, their prices start at $39 and all their shipping is free. So it's super easy, it's cheap, and it comes straight to you. Also, For Fetch Slap listeners, you guys will get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use our code BETCHES. So just, again, go to framebridge.com and the promo code is BETCHES and you will have a beautiful frame. Oh, and they also offer a happiness guarantee, at least for, like, the photo, not for life. But if for any reason you're not satisfied with your photo, they'll fix it for you and they can redo it for you. So definitely get on that gifting game, Betches. Let's go. Framebridge.com. Promo code Betches. 15% off. Yay.
Let's do Dear Betch.
Great.
Okay.
Do you want to go?
I'll read the first one.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Hey, Betches. First off, can't wait to kiss up to you guys per tradition. I don't have a long commute or anything like everybody else seems to. I live in Montana, where nothing is far away. I just choose to listen to your funny, fun, and helpful commentary. And I love You Up so far. So funny, even though I'm in a relationship. So now I need some help.
Great.
You Up, by the way, is our dating podcast that comes out every Thursday. And you can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud and all the good places. And you should check it out. It's good. It's a dating podcast. So if you have any questions about love or sex or dating, you should email us there at uup@betches.com. That's uup@betches.com.
And it's hosted by Jordana and Jared Freed, a.k.a. J-Train, who gives just the most amazing dating advice. And it's, you need it.
If you need it, you need it. Back to the letter at hand. First, a little background. My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. We met and bonded through the party scene. I was in school for a long time, almost a decade, and going out drinking, etc., was my way of letting off steam between library sessions. Now, I graduated 2 years ago. I have a serious career that I worked really hard for. So naturally, I've laid off the partying, and I'm very happy with my life, including my boyfriend, for the most part. He's ambitious, smart, and has goals, but he hasn't really let the going out scene go, and it's holding him slash us back. He talks about going out less to save money and give himself time for more important things, but I'm starting to think this is all talk. He still goes out most weekends, staying out till 2 a.m., then in bed all day with a hangover. Even if we have plans or talked about chilling at home, he'll literally ditch me when some other option comes along. The kicker is, all his friends are bachelors. They constantly drink, hook up with women, and never have relationships that aren't cheating anyway. I made my peace with that horrible aspect of his friends. They are awesome to me. I've always felt included and invited, and despite the odds, I in no way, shape, or form think my boyfriend is cheating. He just wants to act like a bachelor and have his relationship too. Are his friends bringing him down? I can't make him drop his friends. Can I continue to deal with the immaturity as my life progresses and he doesn't seem to be able to progress with me? Help. Previously boozy betch.
What do you think the nightlife is like in Montana?
I'm sure it's actually probably even... It's like when we went to Cornell and there was nothing to do, so you just had like...
Fun.
Raiders like in your own places, probably. Yeah. I think it's probably... I think everywhere is like fun if you're with fun people.
True.
Probably.
Okay, so...
Here's my thoughts on this. It seems like you've been dating for like a... Sorry, you've been dating for a very long time. And you start... When you started out, you had a lot in common. You both really liked to go out. You liked to party. And you had kind of like the same goals and priorities. And you changed. He didn't change. He's like the same.
I think she like matured in a very normal way.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I'm saying that's it's natural. But I'm saying that's sort of like the natural evolution of relationships. And sometimes when you're with someone, you start off on the same page and then you kind of grow apart because you want different things because you're literally growing up and growing older and someone else isn't there yet. So it's not like he's doing anything wrong or you're doing anything wrong or you're doing anything right. Like you're not better or worse than him. It's just like, you kind of are in a stage of your life where you don't want to do that anymore. And he is. And so for you, the question is like, would you rather be with someone who's like more into doing the things that you want to do? Or are you okay with like him, you know, doing his own thing and being interested in that? And you're just like not involved in it. It sounds like you're not really okay, which sounds like you might just be in a place in your life timing wise where you're not really on the same page. And maybe like you want to find or be with someone who is on the same page as you, which isn't a bad thing. It doesn't mean like either person is bad. I think that's just like something that happens naturally in life where people grow apart. And if you're super young when you meet someone, it's totally not crazy or absurd that, you know, you would grow in different ways or that you want different things.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if it sounds like they're like in breakup territory yet, but like I would say if this continues for like much, much longer, like you might want to then break up because like it's like, does he want to be doing this when he's like 35, or is this kind of just like mid 20s? He's just not done yet.
But I'm saying, know? Yeah, if he's not done yet, I don't think anyone should have to like wait for someone to be on the same page as them. Like, if you're on a different page, you can just find someone who's on the same page as you. And maybe in a different point in his life, if you happen to be single and he's now in that stage of his life where you currently are too, like, then you can be together. Relationships are like right. so much about timing, and it sounds like when you first got together the timing was really right and you both wanted to do the same things, and now the timing is like kind of wrong, and doesn't mean it can't be right in the future. You couldn't be in like the same page in your life in the future, but it sounds like he kind of wants to do different things than you do, and maybe it's just not the right time for you guys.
Right. I mean, I don't know, if she doesn't seem like she's like anywhere near a breakup in her mentality. Well, I mean,
maybe because she's not letting herself go there, but to me, if it's right. a big enough issue that she's writing into us and she feels like she doesn't want to have to deal with like living in a much less mature stage of her life, it's not like a terrible thing to be like, let's take a break, like let's you know, maybe there's someone out there who's better, who has more in common with what I want to do, who wants to do the things that I want to do, wants to like live their life the way that I want to live. It doesn't mean that the way you want to live your life is better than the other person's, but you can still like, you could love someone a lot and just not be in the right like stage of your life to be with them.
Yeah, I would avoid giving him an ultimatum though.
No, I don't think you should give him an ultimatum. I think you should be like, I think we're in different stages of our lives, and I'd like to find someone who's more on the same page as me, and it's nothing against you, and like maybe we could be together, and when you have like some different priorities or I have different priorities, maybe one day you'll want to go back to the party scene. I don't fucking know.
But don't you feel like she runs the risk of him interpreting that like, so you're saying that like, if I don't stop partying that we have to break up?
No, but that's not what she's saying. She's saying you can do it. No, she's saying you can do whatever you want to do, and it sounds like I don't want to stop you from doing you. It sounds like you like this lifestyle because you keep doing it, so you like it, and if you want to keep doing that, that's totally fine, but I'm not really interested in doing that. It's only an ultimatum if the person takes it that way.
Right, I'm saying I feel like he might take that.
Okay,
as
well, then if he wants either to be way, with her enough, then if he values partying. Their relationship more than he values going out and partying, then he'll do that. That's not her, but that's not her giving an ultimatum. Right. Saying what you want in a relationship isn't an ultimatum. Right. It's basically saying like, this is what I'm interested in. If we're not on the same page, maybe it's not going to work out. An ultimatum is like
this or this.
Right, this or I'm out, or this or I'm out. It's like, no, it's like you're going to do what you're going to do, and like that's, you know what I mean. Like that's not. And the person can either, like, if they want to be with you more than that, then they can be with you. And if they want to continue, like, partying and doing what they want, they can also do that. It's not – ultimatums, like, obviously have a very bad rap. And I don't think this is, like, exactly an ultimatum. But, like, I think there's a difference between, like, saying what your wants and your needs are and that you're going to go and find them. Mm-hmm. And saying, like, if you don't do this, I'm going to break up with you. If you don't do this, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Like –
yeah. Also, like, he could just, like, curb it a little bit. I'm sure that would make her, like, really happy.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I would have a real discussion with him and say, like, this is really what I need. And if you can't do that, that's fine. I understand. I don't want you to stop, like, living your life or doing things you want to do or, like, resent me for making you stay home. But, like, maybe it's just, like, not the right time for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah. Hi, ladies. I need advice on an annoying coworker issue. I work in corporate retail in boys apparel. My boss has recently hired someone to fill the open position that is my counterpart in girls apparel. Before she started, I was briefed that I'd assist in helping her learn the new role within the company. That's fine. It was done for me when I started. It's fine. Fast forward to 4 months since she started, and she's still a fucking idiot. She clings to me, won't make a decision without me, sends all her products to me first to check before she sends them to her immediate boss. I'm not her fucking mother. When she's given new work to do, she learns from her bosses what the project is, then walks directly over to me and says, they told me to do this. I don't know what I'm doing. And just stares at me. I'm not here to take care of you. She and I work in two close-knit departments within the company. Usually if I'm doing something for boys' apparel, she needs to do it for girls. But it's all turning into me having to do it for my area and then redoing it for her. I'm still doing two people's jobs, even though she was hired to fill one of them. I should note that the position I'm in is not an entry-level position. I was hired with the company about 2.5 years ago. This girl and I were hired on the same date. About a year after I was hired, they promoted me into this position. She was just promoted 4 months ago. Our company relies heavily on Microsoft Excel, so she's been using it just as long as I have in the company. Yet she still calls me over to her desk to help her sum cells in an Excel workbook. Come on, man. Or how to do something that we were taught repeatedly almost 2 years ago. Worst of all, she thinks we're closer friends than we are. She's texting me at night, popping over to my desk to chit-chat about things. No, I don't like you. Your next double makes me uncomfortable. Go away. We're just coworkers. Keep it polite, but I barely even say I'm friendly. Basically, I'm just mean to her. I'm just never mean to her yet.
How can I fix this issue without looking badly? I'm concerned if I complain about her, I will look whiny. If I bring it up to my boss in a well-worded way, I don't want her to get fired. Karma's a bitch, you know. I also don't want it to come out that I essentially tattled on her, and then it's a very tense work relationship. Because, like I said, we have to work together frequently. She's constantly complaining about her bosses, saying how terrible they are. She's constantly miserable and acts like every issue is the end of the world. When in reality, if she just tried to pay attention even slightly, shit isn't that hard in this office. I need advice. I'm worried if I will just snap and scream at her because she causes me way too much stress for the salary I make, but I also don't get paid to do two people's jobs. Lend me your sage advice, please. With love, seriously overworked bitch. Okay, I have a lot of thoughts. Okay. One, it sounds like this isn't even a work problem. It sounds like a codependency problem. She's extremely codependent as a human being, which you can see based on two things. One, the fact that she constantly is asking you to do her job. Like, even for things that, like, she should really know what to
is
do.
Is that a laziness problem or a codependency?
No, it's codependency.
Problem.
And I hate to tell you, seriously overworked bitch, but codependency takes two people. There's the person who's dependent on the person, on you, and then there's you who's enabling her. If you just stop giving into her and stop doing her things, hopefully she will figure it out. If she doesn't figure it out, she'll get fired and your problem solved. Okay, so stop helping her.
Well, so, and I think that's easier said than done. So, like, if I'm the coworker and I'm asking you to help me check something out, what are you going to say?
I would say, listen, girl, we've done this task a million times within the past few months. I think by now it's time for you to take it on yourself. I'm not getting paid to do your job. I'm getting paid to do my job. And I've been very patient with how much I've helped you, gone out of my way for you. And at this point, I can no longer help you with these tasks. If you have a new task or a specific problem within the task, come to me and I'll help you. But I will not do this for you anymore. This ends today. The second reason you know she's codependent is because she's constantly texting her at night, popping over to chit chat. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if some of the things she's asking her for work are, like, in a desperate attempt to, like, sort of socialize as well, to, like, get her to, like, be endeared to her. But she's obviously wrong that that's...
She's reading the situation
wrong. But that's how you know that this is a codependency problem, which is a holistic personality problem, as opposed to, like, she's just bad at her job. I'm sure she could figure out how to...
Right, I mean, she did get promoted. Like she clearly has some idea of what she's doing.
And also, if she's asking to summon Excel sheet, like, she knows how to summon Excel sheet. Everyone knows how to do that. It's the only thing I know how to do in Excel, honestly. So it's like she's obviously not asking this because she's, like, incompetent. She's able to do it. She just has now learned that you will tell her what to do and that you'll give her attention. And she's looking for attention. That's really all it is. She wants attention, whether it's help at work or social or being fake friends. Like,
so, like you said, like,
also why she's complaining about her boss.
If you're scared that you're going to scream or, like, yell at her, then you should just tell her calmly the next time she asks you to do something.
Yeah, you should tell her that you're no longer going to be assisting her with things that she should already know how to do. Right. Because
don't be passive aggressive. Just be like, this is what's going on. I really don't have time to, like, help you anymore.
Yeah. And be like, you can do it. Like, you've done it a million times. You can do it. It's not that complicated. Like, it's also, like, that's why she complains about her boss all the time. And, like, if this continues to be a problem, like, just tell your boss. Like, who cares if she thinks you tattled? If she gets fired, that's not – you didn't – you can't blame yourself if someone gets fired. You didn't make the decision. Like, I don't think the bosses were like, oh, like, we should definitely fire this girl because this other girl says she should be fired, like, one time.
Right.
Like, that's not how hiring decisions and firing decisions are made.
But before you do any of that, just tell her that you don't – you're not going to be helping her anymore, and she could figure it out on her own, and you feel like you've, like, done a lot to help her.
Yeah.
And I think that's step one. If that doesn't seem to be working – then I would go to your superior.
And you should Google codependency and get acquainted with that type of personality profile and issue, because I'm sure I have a very strong feeling she fits it to a T, and maybe you can Google some ways to, like, deal with that. But essentially what you do with people like that is that you just do not enable them anymore, because they're essentially — codependency is like an addiction to a human, like, or a human attention. Mm-hmm. And, like, you have to break that addiction. You can't be, like, her drug. Like, you just can't give to her because she's obviously not able to, like, handle it.
Right. And that's Samantha, unlicensed, unregistered therapist.
Yes, that's me.
So check out codependency.
Yeah.
Let's play some games.
Yeah, let's play some games. Okay. From Stasia,
who's also given us a game before. Thank you very much.
Stasia.
Very good games.
You're the best. Okay.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Oh no, you have been invited to 3 holiday parties, but they all fall on the same day at the same exact time. You have the Kardashian-Jenner family party, the Cyrus family party, and the Sir Vanderpump Rules family party. Which one are you going to? Sir.
You're going to Sir?
I think for sure.
I think I'd go to the... I feel like we've been to a Sir party.
We have,
essentially,
yeah.
And it was like... It was fun, but I wouldn't... I feel like that's like an easier... I feel like that's the easiest one to get an invitation to, true. Honestly. So if I'm
have the most drama,
if I'm invited one time, I think I'm going to the Kardashian-Jenner party because I want to know like what happens.
Yeah. Like, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Although I'm sure it's being filmed.
You know who usually has behind the scenes? The Kyle Richards family, her daughters and her.
Oh, yeah.
They usually do behind the scenes at the Kardashian-Jenner party.
I'll check that out. I feel like it's like the Kardashian-Jenner party would be like decadent in like an unnecessary, like beautiful way. I kind of want to see it. And I feel like it's kind of hard to get. You definitely have like a lot to get a lot of security clearance for that.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I do think that Star would be a more fun party in terms of like just being a wild time.
I think it would. But I think like I could like you could go to a lot of wild parties. I think that the Kardashian-Jenner thing is more like
special.
This is like your opportunity to get into it. Also, the Cyrus family party, I feel like is probably pretty chill. There's definitely like a lot of weed there.
I'd go.
Yeah, I would check that. I feel like that would be like the most like you'd have like a real conversation with someone. Maybe
I think that would be the most fulfilling party to go to.
You'd leave like feeling like you gained something and not just like an Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a good Instagram out of you really get a good Instagram out of any of them. But like the best Instagram would be Kardashian. Cyrus would probably be the best like experience.
Yeah.
And Sir would probably be like the wildest time.
Depends how like superficial you're feeling, I would say, to go on. But that's a good question. Ooh, thank
here's
you.
Here's another great question. Would you rather be a waitress at Sir or an intern in the Trump administration?
So am I like on the show is the question?
That's not part of the question.
I think you're not. I think you're just a waitress at Sir.
Yeah. You're and you're just an intern.
Yeah.
I'd rather be an intern, and then I would expose everything.
Or a waitress, and you can expose everything.
What?
Or a waitress, and you can expose everything.
Yeah, but they would expose it themselves.
No, but if you're an intern, you, like, applied for that internship, you're, like, into it.
Yeah, but, like, pretend that in the game. In the game, I just got planted there.
All right.
What would you do?
I think the Trump administration intern would, like, take too big of, like, a mental health toll on me. I think I would, like, go nuts. I'd have very high anxiety. I'd be, like, very depressed.
But you know what you could do after? You could write a book.
I know, but, like, I don't know if that's, like, the life for me.
I would do it, and then I'd quit. But, like...
That's not part of the thing. Maybe, you have to work there till, like, the end of... You have to work there till the end of the...
Well, hopefully that will be shortly.
But, like, but worst case, it could be, like, the next...
You can't quit anytime?
No.
Just what like, is it like jail?
Yeah, I mean the whole point is that you're working there. You can't quit. Like the whole point of the hypothetical is like you have
know
to
what
like,
I would
be
do?
Doing it.
I would work there and then I would sue them for not paying me or giving me college credit or something, which you know they would do wrong.
I don't think you're getting the question right.
Whatever. Anyway. I would still work in the Trump administration.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather get pregnant every time you have sex or gain 10 pounds every time you eat carbs?
Oh my god. Probably gain 10 pounds. Gain 10 pounds every time I eat carbs. So I would just not
like,
eat the carbs.
It's basically like no carbs for life or no sex for life.
Right. I'd rather have no carbs.
Yeah, I guess. That sounds really tough too, though.
Right, but better.
Better for you, yeah.
Okay, the consequence of having a baby is much bigger also than 10 pounds.
That's true.
You know? Like you have a whole baby or you have 10
they're
pounds?
They're both really hard to give up forever, though.
It's yeah. Really tough. Right, so I would have right.
I do the carbs thing, I guess, but like I would be very upset about it.
Yeah, you would be upset, but like,
I'd be
would you be
upset
more
if
upset
if
you had a
every
baby
time
every time you had sex?
One gram of carbs. How much carbs?
One.
Because you need carbs
any time.
No. Yeah, like bread, like anything breaded, or like with like your pasta,
carbs,
or any like real, you know, like not like fruit.
Yeah,
you can have fucking fruit. That's fine.
We're changing the question, Stassia. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Those are mine. Yeah. There's just the holiday party one.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. How much would someone have to pay you to agree to sit in the middle of a seat of the airplane for the rest of your life, like every flight you go on?
A million. No. Ugh, I hate this game because I don't understand it. I'm always trying to get the higher number.
Yeah, no, but it's like the lowest amount that someone, that you would accept.
Probably 250,000.
250,000?
Yeah.
I think I would do like 100,000.
I guess I would too.
That's what I'm saying. You have to like you have to keep going.
I'm so bad.
You have to keep going lower until you're like, it's not worth it.
I mean, honestly,
like
50.
Realistically, yeah, I was gonna say that. Like realistically, I feel like it might be like a 25.
Same, because like whatever, it's the middle seat. Like
you went from like 2 million.
I had a window seat on my flight the other day, and I didn't even like lie on the window.
Like, it's only really annoying for like international like long ass flights,
right? That's but really those tough. Flights are annoying in the window also. And it's like more annoying because you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
like,
I think we would both do it. Honestly, I think we'd both do it for $10,000.
Yeah.
Especially if it was up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would do it.
I know exactly what I would do with the $10,000.
We really went a lot lower there.
Yeah. $250. Yeah. Okay, last question. This is shoot, fuck, marry, but it's shoot, party with, or be BFF with. Stassi Schroeder, Larry David, or Meghan Markle. Okay. Definitely party with Stassi.
Be BFF with Larry and shoot Megan. Sorry, Megan. I guess that was easier than I thought. You're kind of annoying. If you listen to last week's episode, you can hear us talk a lot of shit about Meghan Markle. We think she's really pretty, but she's super annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with Sheena.
Yes, very excited for Sheena. We're going to get all the dirt. Yes.
If you have any questions you want us to answer, please email us at slapped@betches.com. And have a great week, guys.
Yay. Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll